Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, podcast audience. This is your guy, Kenny Hodge, from The Attic, the world-famous podcast, The Attic, that has been on sabbatical for about 2 years. But listen, we are fired up, and we're coming back. Tonight, I'm going to bring you a special edition of The Attic. My normal cast is not with me tonight, but I got my homeboy here. I got my brother from another mother, Brother Alvin out of New Jersey. What's up, Al?
What's going on? What's going on, people? What's going on, Airways?
Hey, how's everybody doing? Let me just, again, I'd like to give you a little backstory so you know who we're talking with and who we're talking to. This is my man right here, 100 grand. And I can't say no more. If you understand, you understand. If you don't, then it ain't for you. Hey, but tonight, Al, we want to talk about your boy Donald Trump.
Well,
and we want to talk about the Trumpster tonight. I thought he had just gone away, but apparently not.
You know, the one thing that I was watching, you know, it's been all over the airways, and me being in New Jersey, close to New York, they brought up the subject about him being a New Yorker getting arrested in New York, and they were trying to get the opinion from, you know, from fellow New Yorkers. Some people, you know, didn't even like budge an inch on it, but a lot of people were saying some of the things you and I discussed earlier, where it was they want him to go the entire process, the mugshot, fingerprint, you know, perp walk. They want him to go through all of that.
You say, you know, do the perp walk?
Yeah, why not?
We know a whole bunch of people who had to do the perp walk. And let me say to that, now the fact that hold a man belt loop in front of you, man, and quit and start dragging your feet.
Take your shoelaces off, you know. All of that.
But you know what, though? Don't get me wrong. There's nothing about me that supports that man. So I always like to make that known at the top of my podcast or the shows we do. I'm not a Trump supporter. But let me say this. If he gets indicted, which he has, then he should go through the process as every other indicted individual should. Now, the only thing I say is when he's got to get fingerprint and mugshot, yeah, they should cordon off that area so nobody's in there. Now, I'm perfectly fine with that, but no, he should have to go through everything anybody else has to go through, except they should make some special circumstances for him because he is he was a former president. And what I mean by that is, you don't go into gen pop. You don't go into general population. You don't do that. We got something else for you.
No, you see, this is how it's probably going to work for him, to be all honest. I believe that it's going to be a release on your own recognizance with his lawyers there.
Right.
But here's the thing that's going to happen after this, because this is the process where he's going to get fingerprinted, booked, and all of that, and then he's going to be able to go home. Now, when he goes home and he goes on the so-called campaign trail, because this is probably going to take a while before it actually gets to back to the court system, because it's going to have to take time, you know, for all the prosecutors and his lawyer's defense to get their information. He will be on the campaign trail, and is he going to be able to discuss this? Whereas he's going to be able to get his base riled up at his rallies, is the judge going to be put a gag order on him where he can't talk like that?
Well,
because
how
are you going to have a case pending, and he's going to be out having rallies saying, look, they're out to get me, because you know what he's going to be saying.
That's the shit right there. They're out to get me.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know what, though?
Let me
slow down just for a minute and bring our audience up to right now. It appears that they've got, not a Pierce, they have a sealed indictment, which means don't nobody know what the hell is in there except the people who wrote it right now.
They said it's up to, I think, 30 charges.
47.
Not just that.
I heard,
not just,
yeah. 47 charges.
Not just the money, you know, with the
but
the
see,
chick,
but that's,
whatever.
That one with was a Stormy, and she was up here in town. I gave her some money, too. Not $130,000. But anyway, that issue with Stormy, right, is the issue that's going to allow them to open up everything else. Because, you know, you sit back, and if you really don't follow what's going on, you think all that shit that man did, you got private meeting with the Russian president, you all this stuff that you did, what's going to bring you down is Stormy Daniels. You know what?
Well,
we just start calling him Adam because Eve got that ass, yo.
Well, you know, I think there was another one too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes,
there was another.
Yes, and she, I'll get her name in a minute, but she maintains that she had an affair with Donald Trump. Now, let me just sidebar for a minute. Donald Trump is a, but for those who, for what's important to us, he's a rich person. Now, if you got money, you probably look at Donald Trump as a poser. But to the average person, he's rich. He had power. Now, that's a magnet for a lot of people. So when you say he had all these affairs and shit, come on. I mean, let's keep it 100. That shit go in line with everything else that you do. Now, I ain't saying that's what it's supposed to be. I'm saying that's what it is.
The affair part of it, you know, that probably was his business or whatever. You know what I'm saying? The problem, was that he used other people
and
money to keep this, you know, hush-hush. And that, to me, is saying that you took the trust of the American people and everything else, like they always want to say, and you abused it. You abused the trust.
And again, watch this. If he hadn't been running for president, he'd have never paid her anyway. He only paid her so it didn't come back up as you a deadbeat. You owe me $130,000.
Right.
So he only
right.
paid her for that. And if you know, and I read a lot, if you read on Donald Trump, you'll know that one of his modus operandi is he is always, again, based on what I read, giving out contracts, paid less than the contract was worth, and then made you take him to court. So when you hear this, this is quintessential Donald Trump. But in this case, he ran up on some folks who got more lawyers than him, more money than him, more time than him. So what he's doing right now to American people is what Trump businesses have been doing to independent contractors for quite some time. It's just that now you ran into the right guy. You ran into this system here. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
She needed a better negotiator because, I mean, $130,000, and with all this publicity, she should have got a little more.
Hey, but watch this. But she working on her own now, though.
Well, because
I remember when we talk about Stormy for a minute, when she came to Columbus, she's so popular that now the go-go dancer, or I don't even know, the exotic dancer, I don't know what the hell they call them these days, you get arrested. And sue the city of Columbus to get more money. So she, trust me, she getting caked up right now. And for her, it ain't never, and I do say it ain't never, gonna hurt her career when people have jokes or shit to say to her about Donald Trump.
She really doesn't have a career. She was just on television, though. They were on a... More career than me. I mean, I should say, but you know, she was on some TV show. I don't know if you saw it. It was with who was it? It was with that August Alsino was on it. Dennis Rodman. Yeah, it was on. It was on like one of those little reality shows. It was horrible. Yeah, don't ask me. It was horrible to watch. I had, you know, my wife had it on, and I started watching. It wasn't like nothing I was going to go to.
I'm telling you right now. So if I came by the house, and I, So if I came by the house unexpected.
Yo, but Black, the only thing that made me interested in the whole shit was because it was Dennis Rodman. I knew you don't get some fool shit with Dennis Rodman, so that's why.
Let me make this clear. So if I came by your house and just opened the door and came on in, I ain't gonna catch you sitting there watching the reality show, huh?
If I do, I'm gonna fake like I'm not looking at it. I'm gonna probably turn it off.
Yeah, but
like
you know,
that.
Like I said, he gonna take campaign funds and see. This is what I'm saying. Okay. If you had little thing, and again, don't get me wrong, it's wrong, whatever. If you had a thing going on with Stormy Daniels, okay, you should have paid her when you were supposed to pay her anyway, and then guess what? This wouldn't even be an issue, but you tried to stiff that lady. Now it comes back up, you want to be the president, so you only paying her, not because you owe her, you only paying her, so what's happening right now don't happen. So I know he feels kind of crazy. Like, I got to deal with this shit anyway, and I gave you $130,000?
I don't know why. I'm just fixed on how they worked out that deal. That just, you know what I mean? That $130,000. I just don't know.
You still stuck on the deal.
How do you work that out? Like, how do you work that? How do they get it to that number? That's what that's been some buzzing me this whole time. I don't know. Like, how
look at here. If you are a man and you out looking for, I say, some company.
Right.
And you got $130,000 to spend on some company. I'm sorry. First, you crazy, but you got a good life, man.
You got a good life. Where'd that number come from? Was that a bill or some shit that she needed to get paid? I don't know.
That was probably for, okay, I want to walk into the dealership and give him $130,000 for the new BMW and walk out with no payment. But you're right. How'd it come out at $130,000?
Came up with that number like that. I want to hear the details of that shit, to be honest with
you. But you know what? I'm going to fast forward past a lot of this shit, and naturally we're going to come back and visit it again. But how is it that this man can get indicted and on several charges now and still be able to run for the office of president? Don't you see what that makes this nation look like? And I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter right now if he's innocent or guilty, because he's not innocent. If he gets off, it's going to be because of a technicality. So he ain't really innocent, but you still got the moxie to stand there and say you're still going to run for president of the United States. And let me add with this right here. If he runs for office and he wins office, I'll be pissed off, but he is the president of the United States.
Here's the thing, though. But if he runs, doesn't win, then they'll say that the election was illegitimate because he was brought up against them. You see what I'm saying? So it could be ugly either way how you look at it. I'm being honest with you because if they were upset about saying and using the excuse that the polling machines were rigged and so forth, what do you think they're going to say when they see that this case came out and it swayed everyone's opinion? Because if this is going to be out, don't you think during the mudslinging time of the election that someone's going to be throwing this out there, you know?
Well, see, now,
who are you going to be calling?
Now, I can see the Democrats using that. I see that. But I don't see the Republicans using that because if Rubio sorry ass goes somewhere and sit his ass down, he going to be all right as it looks right now. Because I'm relatively certain that come time for the primaries, I don't think Donald Trump's going to be able to run. It's not there right now. So if I'm Rubio, no, fuck that. I don't want to be Rubio. If I'm anybody, one of the things that Rubio should do is just calm that shit. Don't answer no questions for that. Don't get tied up into that. And I'm not a Rubio supporter. I'm just a campaign strategist. Don't get tied up in that. And then, therefore, Donald Trump is not going to be around. So once he's gone, right now you're in second place by a large margin from first place, but you're still in second place. And if you shut your mouth and ride this out, you may get the Republican not, because I don't see anybody else right now taking it from you.
I honestly haven't even looked at it that way, to be honest. I thought more or less, if anything, it would be that DeSantis cat trying to push it. But with him,
Hold on one second. I keep saying Rubio, but I'm talking about DeSantis. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm talking about DeSantis, not Rubio.
Right. But I don't see DeSantis getting out of Florida, across the country, because with his politics, I think that his politics are so far to the left, as far as I'm concerned, that I don't think that shit would go nowhere further than Florida.
DeSantis. I call him Santos. No, yeah. DeSantis is crazy. He wants to, right now, I hope the Republicans bring somebody, I'm looking at this. I'm going to talk about Donald Trump right until he's out of the campaign. It's interesting subject matter. He always gives you good shit to talk about, but he's not going to be a factor. What's going to happen is the Republican nominee going to need help from Donald Trump to bring his people over.
Well, they're going to get that. That's why he's saying, all the right things right now, because he's inside, he's hoping that something happened to Trump, but he wants to say outside, what they're doing to Trump is wrong. He wants to say that.
As we transition from, I know we talk about Donald Trump, but DeSantis is stupid for that. He'd make a public statement that he's going to go against the Constitution. Wait a minute. Here go a man that want to be president. But I'm going to let you know right now, I'm going to go against the Constitution. But you want to be president. So what you telling me is you coming into the office with bullshit, man.
Yeah, because that's what the supporters want. That's what they want. That's the only way he'd be able to win over Trump supporters.
Yeah, but he actually...
What was that?
Go ahead. But he acting like a Mitch, though, man. I'm sorry. You sitting here trying to help rally the person who's kicking your ass right now.
I think it's a sneaky move. But that's how the game that he plays. Because if he comes out and he's totally against Trump, he's going to lose the Republican base. Definitely. If he comes out and he supports him and he can underhandedly hope and whatever,
my opponent, I can't support you. No, I can't. But you my opponent, I can't support you. Now, once again, I don't have to throw you under the dirt. I can just skirt away from the issue. But he trying to grab center microphone, talking that dumb shit. He's going to go against the Constitution, to fight the extradition. Now, again, Trump people is already saying, and I think it's half lie, half truth, that they're looking forward to the indictment. They're going to take the mugshot picture and put it on a T-shirt and sell it. Well, and I'm sure he will probably sell a lot. But I'll say this, and I keep saying this. As long as that man's not president, he don't carry the power that he did naturally as president to motivate people to do that same shit they did on January 6th. And you being a New Yorker, I got to ask you a question. If they bring that bullshit up in New York, you think the outcome going to be the same?
Oh, hell no.
That's all I'm saying, man. No. You bring that shit to New York.
That'd be a little different up there. Come on now.
But you know what, though? As we talk about that, I wonder the police officers who are going to be assigned to squash the riots that are Trump supporters, what do they do?
I don't know. They were all called today. Anyone that were off today were told to come to
in uniform,
to come in to work. In uniform,
but I mean, how do they handle that? How do they handle that? Do you actually try to suppress the mob, or do you get, you know, this is kind of my thing here. So, again, you let them penetrate the barriers. See, and again, the only reason why I thought about that, and I don't have a problem with them protesting, because, you know, as black people, we'll protest some shit in a minute. Right, wrong, or whatever. If you do it decently, then you got a right to protest. If you want, they protest for Charles Manson. So I'm not knocking their right to protest, but if they come out there with that silliness, I think the police force should lower their helmets and act like they're in the 60s, and that's a different group of people over there.
Yeah, I think in when they did that in D.C., I think they had, some of them were armed, right? They had arms, some of them.
Yeah, they had weapons. Trump had already put the word in, let them roll, let them do their thing, though.
Right. I think, no offense to the D.C. police or none of that, but I don't think that the New York City police would handle that.
But now,
like
in defense, Chaka City's police, they were already told not to respond. See, I don't know if you could pass that order, especially in New York, because New York is bringing the charges.
No,
so he gets his people.
Prepared, right.
Yeah,
they weren't
the kind of people. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I don't think they were prepared. They were prepared for what happened on January 6th. They weren't paying it that much
They
didn't really take much.
No, they were prepared to let what happened happen, man.
Well, yeah,
no,
you're right.
Prepared.
Yeah. But this
they didn't.
Go ahead,
my brother. Yeah.
I don't think it'll ever get to that level ever anymore.
No.
Anyway. I don't think
I,
no.
I hope not. I hope not.
I don't think it'll ever get to that.
But all
level.
I know
I think
sometimes I
saw it, and I don't think we'll see that again. No.
I sit around sometime, I think, man, if that had been African-Americans climbing up into that White House, they would still be spraying blood off the sidewalk, man. Still,
yeah, you ain't lying about that.
Watch that. You look at African-Americans, let some black folk walk up in there talking about we're going to storm the Capitol. Nah, we got something for you to storm, all right. And I just hope,
it'd have been tanked and everything there.
Thank you.
Come on now.
But since it already happened, that milk is already spilled. So I hope that the nation says, you know what? I kind of hear what Black America has been talking about with a lot of police brutality. So now that you've shown police officers that you can squash riots without sending 50 people to the hospital and 100 more to jail, you showed that you have that capability. So let's stop talking about police don't get training. Let's use the same treatment you use in Washington for other places, man.
Other than like the police getting killed or whatever, and you know, and any innocent people, whatever, I'd rather enjoy that shit because that shit looks fun to me. I said, look,
what's that, January 6th?
I was just like, look at that shit. Could have heard me in my house, but I was saying when I was looking at that shit, I enjoyed it.
Watch
it.
Go ahead, bro.
Excuse me? I was saying, look at that shit, because
I couldn't believe that shit was happening.
Me, I was looking at it and just saying that they look like wild savages, you know what I'm saying, to me. And I enjoyed seeing that side, and I enjoyed letting everyone else see it. You know what I mean? Because that was pure rage and insanity, what you saw there. And
that's exactly what it was.
Right. And it's still here, even in the conversation that we're having right now about it. And that shit hadn't gone nowhere. It's still there.
As they roll up all these charges on Trump, trust me, that's going to be the crescendo. They're going to get his ass for that January 6th shit. I'm sorry. Too many other people have gone to jail behind that, and somebody's singing. Because what's his boy name? One of his boys is in Rikers Island right now. I can't think of his name, man. It'll come to me. But he's about to be released. But now he got to face other charges. But the word on the street is, my man right now, like, listen, y'all, I got to have something you want to get me out of here. Because that 7-month Rikers Island is kicking his ass. And don't get me wrong, as it would me. So I ain't calling the man a punk because he can't do time, because nobody should really have to do that shit. But right now he's in a position that he will tell everything just to get his ass out of Rikers.
I just hope that these whatever they have, I just hope that it's just not all for show, and it really sticks, because it's just going to look like a mockery, and it'll just strengthen his base.
Here's what you're also going to see during this trial. You're going to see that, minus some biases, that the judicial system can work. Because Trump is about to work that shit. You're going to see shit done for him, and not because he's just the president, because he's lawyered up, that you don't see other people who get indicted have the opportunity to do. You're going to see what the American justice system looks like right now, because they're not going in there with, wait a minute, oh, he fit the profile. No, all their facts are checked and rechecked. Their facts are checked and rechecked, to the point where they're not interested in making a mistake. Whereas if he had another color other than orange, they wouldn't care as much about making mistakes.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
So yeah, it's going to be some interesting shit going on, man. But I do say this. If he give the call to harm people, as he has done, you're not going to see the numbers that he's shown us in the past.
No, I don't think so.
He got that kind of strength no more.
I don't think so.
You got your pro, your pro white pure people who, it don't matter who's in charge, they ready to fuck somebody up just because. So
right.
He has that base right now. But again, when he gives the call out now, for danger and for shit to happen to people, his numbers ain't that big. And when you're talking about sending 25 hate mongers up against 2,000, they're not going to want to go. You're going to see little incidences, because again, he still got some juice, but he's almost a raisin, man. He ain't got the juice like that no more.
Well, keep your TVs locked, because Tuesday, you know that shit going to be all over television. You know that's got to be, like a worldwide event. They're gonna have to show them do that perp walk.
You know what I say?
Everybody
gonna be looking for Tuesday, but it's gonna happen Monday or Thursday. I don't think it's gonna happen on the day.
I know he likes publicity.
They were rehearsing it
and everything. They were rehearsing it. They were going through, you know, the route of how they're going to be doing things. That's what they were saying today. They were actually rehearsing, you know, the movement of how they're going to bring him in. Fingerprint, mugshot.
And again, if he got indicted, he should get all that, but they should make sure. Now, again, he is a former president, and he do know a lot of shit that we have to protect that for. Because being a president, you got exposed to some shit that nobody else don't know about but you and a few other people. So they got to kind of protect that.
Remember when they were yelling to Hillary, lock her up. Lock her up.
See, but I hope the Democrats don't come the same way. That was ignorant. I hope the Democrats don't start screaming like that.
Lock him up.
Did you ever see people with those Let's Go Brandon stickers?
No.
You ever see that? I didn't even know. Somebody at work told me, Let's Go Brandon, that's the Trumpster's way of saying, fuck Joe Biden.
I didn't know that.
I'm looking around, everybody got these Let's Go Brandon stickers and shit. I don't know. Who the fuck is Brandon? But Brandon, that's their little secret language for Let's Go Brandon is the same as fuck Joe Biden.
Well, I don't see that around here. I'm not saying I have to pay attention, but I haven't seen that in this area. I'm not knocking that it's a thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
But you know what? How can I ask myself, really, innocent or guilty? Anybody, I mean, you could be a Trump supporter from day one. You could be down with that cat like four flat tires. But when you are produced, when you are presented with all this evidence against him, all Trump supporters can say is look at Joe Biden's son. Well, you know what? Maybe we'll get to Hunter later. Maybe. Right now, your man is up on the plate. He's the one that's being served right now. So rather than, let's say, look at somebody else, you tell me why you think he shouldn't be acquitted, indicted. I'm sorry. Now, I got some hardcore Trump folks that work with me. And again, I tell them, I'm not a Trumpster, but we can talk. We can laugh and joke about differences, and I'm not trying to change your mind, and you're not going to change mine. But the Trump supporters, man, I don't know what he put in the Kool-Aid, but they down with that cat, yo. His base is shrinking, but he still has a base.
That ain't going nowhere.
Once they get the hook in Donald Trump, every case is going to turn out four or five other cases. Because when they mess around and through discovery are allowed to go back into the campaign, not the campaign, Trump International, that whole thing, that's what's going to get him locked up in a little cell. Because ain't nobody can tell me, man. Yeah, the money from the Trump organization, that's what's going to get him, man.
He was caught off guard. And now all his friends are scrambling to get their shit together, bro, because I'm sure
all of them got locked up.
Yeah.
They're like, yo, man, you was the president. You promised us this wasn't going to happen to us. And when you a millionaire, I could send you to the Hilton International and tell you you can only stay in this one room, and that's just like you being put in max security. I mean, it ain't the same, but on that level. You know, if you're a millionaire, you used to jetting all over the place. Now you can't leave this room. As unfair as it might seem that we say they get the easy prison time, to a millionaire, ain't nothing easy about that.
No.
Yeah, but I want to see Tuesday, man, because I hope he just come in, do what he got to do, and take his ass on back down to Florida. But if they come up there with that silliness in NYC, I'm pretty sure the narrative is going to be different, man. I do.
You see,
I don't think
this is all on the state level right now. I want to see some Fed charges go against them, because that would be serious. I really see that. Most of these charges, because I think he got some charges that he got to do in Georgia also.
Georgia also.
To the state charges, but I want to see some federal indictments come down on him.
The federal indictment is going to come from the state charges. You what? They're going to flip it, man. They're going to flip it, man.
I want to see that. I want to see that.
And this man is, I ain't going to call him FBI's number one, but this man has got charges pending everywhere, and people still support him. How the hell does that happen, man? I mean, that says a lot about this nation. Now, again, I'm all in favor if you support him. I'm all in favor of you protesting what you consider to be wrong. If that's what you do, that's what you do. But you come out there with that bullshit protesting, now you want to start riots and shit. I hope that they are met with the same force that they bring. See, I hope they bring no force. But if they do bring a force with them, I hope NYC do what they would do to you and me.
It won't be much to that, I promise you. Not here.
Because even if the people, and if the police officers are paid off, I don't think the people in New York City are going to be paid off. And all that shit, I don't think it's happened. It ain't happened. And they've already barricaded, and they have better precautions in place now than they did during the whole January 6th bullshit. But that's, you know what, like I said, Donald Trump has been operating like this his whole career. Ever since there was a Donald Trump, you hear about shaky business deals. But now he bought it. Don't get me wrong, he politic his ass right into the presidency, which I don't see how it happened in the first place. But nonetheless, that milk is spilt also. But because he reached the top level, his business practices never changed from that same shit that he did as CEO of Trump Organizations. And that is going to catch up to him.
They all do it.
Yeah. See, because right now, Cohen is going to hurt him. But Cohen's lawyer is trying to deflect, like, Cohen ain't the only one. Cohen's lawyer is like, there's so much evidence that Michael Cohen ain't going to be the only one that hurts him. Now, he going to tell, because Cohen was his right-hand man, Cohen could testify to shit that don't nobody else know. Cohen's lawyer maintains that Cohen ain't going to be the one, the only one, that put the nail in that coffin, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, we're going to see, because president, no president. I mean, there's governors in jail. There's mayors in jail. This is just uncharted water where the president might be looking at going to jail. But it's not the first time a politician has gone to jail. So, I mean, I don't know.
They were trying to say, is this going to open up like random persecution for what, you know, people have done in their past and so forth? I don't think that none of this would apply
if the only thing they could really lock him down on right now is a payment to an exotic person.
They got other things.
That's the thing that opened the door. They said relatively certain they could prove that. And if you are a millionaire, a billionaire, like Trump claims to be, I mean, if you are here buying services, pay for the services. Because, see, nobody's really looking at that, because he wasn't going to pay Stormy shit. if he did decide to run for president, Stormy would still be mad somewhere because Trump owed her $130,000.
Yeah.
But I say like you, I wonder how they negotiated.
That's what I'm saying, man. Where her support? She needs some foot stars to be put out there supporting and protesting.
Yeah.
We're saying, her group, for sure, man.
Yeah.
Now, how they
but
come
like
up with that 130?
Was it like 130,000 for 2 dates? Or was you just running up a tab? If you was running up a tab, I wonder how much each occasion cost you.
How'd they break it down to that?
I want to see how they did the math on that.
You peeling it off like that? Why stop at 130?
He must have wanted something that she wasn't able to supply, so they negotiated and reached $130,000 settlement.
Was this his first trick? I mean, really? Was he doing, you know, is this something that he do? You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
He said that's what he did. In his first campaign, he said, were you at the Miss American? Yeah, I grabbed him by the pussies. I mean, you can't be mad at him. I'm telling you, this is what I do.
I guess the other ones got whatever payoff they got and kept their mouths shut then, I guess. I don't know.
Because I'll bet you, if you had a list of motherfuckers who got paid, and I say motherfuckers in the sincerest form of the word, folks out here who receive money from Donald Trump, I bet you if you did a list, I bet you that's a long list of those who actually got paid. And of those who got paid, I'll bet you none of them got paid what they originally negotiated. That's his business practice. I'm going to negotiate to pay you this, and this is what I'm going to give you, and screw you about the rest. Now, if you want to sue me for the $500,000 that I didn't pay you, it's going to cost you $1 million to do that, because he stay lawyered up. He deep in lawyers, and most people don't have that kind of money sitting around. Why would you want to spend $1 million on a lawsuit to collect $500,000. So what happens? You walk away from it. And because you walk away, that makes him seem like he's an astute businessman. No, you're a crook, if that's what was happening. And it seems that, yeah, anybody who does business with Donald Trump, they know that's what's happening. So, yeah. Hey, but listen, thank you, audience, for reconnecting with the podcast called The Attic. We're going to be back in full swing this week. But, you know, we made a lot of money. My cast of The Attic, we made a lot of money podcasting anti-Donald Trump. But, again, I always say I'm not a fan of his. I'll probably never be a fan of his. But if that man campaigns, even with felony charges hanging, and he wins, then damn it, he the president. It's just a sad-ass day for the nation. But if he go through the shit, even with those charges on him, and he wins, then he is the president of the United States, man. And that's all it is to that. We just going to be mad. But all we have to do to stop that shit, he can do whatever he want to do. All American people have to do to stop that is get your ass out and vote just like you voted during the Biden campaign. You have, because that's the only thing. See, we have to fight that dirty shit that he does with legitimate stuff. And our legitimate reason, our legitimate recourse is to mobilize people and get your ass out and vote so that you don't allow him to get back in office.
Yep. And I say to that, lock him up. Lock him up.
We gotta get a cool sticker. They got the Let's Go Brandon. We gotta come up with something that'll let everybody know that they need to say Let's Go Brandon. Let's lock him up. You stick it to the basics, huh?
Lock him up. That's it.
Hey, listen, as we're about to bring this podcast to an end, any closing words there, Brother Al?
No, I was going to say thank you for having me on your show, and looking forward to some more conversations.
Yeah, we're about to get the attic pumping again. I'm transitioning between podcasts, and right now we're going to spend a lot more time on the attic. The attic is going to bring you controversial issues from my perspective, and my perspective is a Black American growing up in the inner cities, man, that shapes my political view. And when I talk to you on this show, that's what I give you. We all know that this game of politics, it's a real tricky game. It's a tricky game. And so far, the Donald has managed to navigate through corruption that he has caused and continue to breathe air. But right now, they're just closing in on them. And it's going to take a while before anything is resolved or whatever. But I say to those folks who are ardent supporters of Donald Trump, why not take a step back? Look at what it is that they are bringing against him. And never mind if somebody else did it and they didn't get caught. Look at the charges, and then you make a decision. Should they prosecute or should they not prosecute? And I think if you are a fair-minded individual, that you will arrive at, yes, he should be indicted. Now, let him go through due course, but the fact of him being indicted should not be anything that Trump supporters should have to wrestle with. Yeah, you can hope he beat the case, but you shouldn't be upset that he got indicted based on the facts as they are presented to you. Hey, I thank you again, and make the Attic podcast part of your podcast library, because we're going to keep the subject matter coming. We're going to keep it entertaining, and in between entertaining you, we're going to sprinkle a whole lot of facts in there to help you make better decisions on who you're going to vote for in the next presidential election. That's it for the Attic tonight. Thank you again to my main dog, Al. Me and that man, we down 100 grand. That's all I can say. If you understand what that means, you know what I'm talking about. Let's say good night, my brother, and we'll talk to the audience when we talk to them. Good night.
All right, bro. All right. Take care. Peace.
All right. I'll get at you.